This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Kunick, K-U-N, like November, I-K. Date of birth, January 11th, 1947. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit from Mrs. Kunick with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and dementia. Her last visit was June 30th of this year. She is with her husband, who is her driver. She has started to use Aricept 5 milligram daily for the dementia, and the memory problems seem to be stable, according to her husband. Yeah. She states that she's feeling well. Her weight is down 4 pounds since her last visit, and she states that she's had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No peripheral edema. Medications, I want to highlight also the losartan with hydrochlorothiazide 50/12.5 1 daily. Pravastatin, oral vitamin B12, several creams if needed. Physical exam, weight 237 pounds, pulse is 76, blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 126 over 78. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft and non-tender, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/22/2025. Creatinine is stable at 1.48. That's estimated GFR of 36. Previous level was 1.44 with GFR of 37. Calcium is 9.8, sodium 137, potassium 3.9, carbon dioxide 31, albumin 3.9, phosphorus 3.7, hemoglobin is 12.9, normal white count, normal platelets, and the intact parathyroid hormone is in the normal range at 47.9. Assessment and plan, one, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue getting labs every 3 months. Two, hypertension, currently at goal. Three, dementia, very stable currently. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.